AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says his intention is not to interfere, but with inflation soaring, he's meeting with Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell.
Chair Powell and other leaders of the Fed have noted at this moment they have a laser focus on addressing inflation, just like I am. And with a larger complement of board members now confirmed, I know we'll use those tools of monetary policy to address the rising prices for the American people.
Inflation has shown signs of moderating, but is likely to remain far above the Fed's 2% target through the end of this year. President Biden talked about gun violence at the White House with New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
So much of it is preventable, and the devastation is amazing.
Ardern successfully won passage in New Zealand of gun control after a gunman killed 51 Muslim worshippers. Getting any gun legislation through the U.S. Congress is an uphill battle. An acquittal today in Washington from Michael Sussman, the lawyer for Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign, was charged with lying to the FBI.
I told the truth to the FBI, and the jury clearly recognized that with their unanimous verdict today.
Sussman was accused of pushing information meant to cast suspicions on Donald Trump and Russia in the run-up to the 2016 election. Former Trump administration trade advisor Peter Navarro revealed in a court filing he's been subpoenaed to appear before a Justice Department grand jury investigating the Capitol riot.
I get to go home and tell my kids that BTS opened for me.
President Biden met at the White House with K-pop group BTS.
We thank President Biden and the White House for giving this important opportunity to speak about the important causes, remind ourselves of what we can do as artists.
They talked about Asian inclusion and anti-Asian hate crimes and discrimination. This is AP News. The pressure on Ukraine's eastern hospitals is most evident after a Russian attack.
Last week, medics wheeled a patient with severe head injuries into the hospital in the town of Pokrovsk as doctors triaged patients who were wounded when two rockets had landed. There were only a handful of wounded people there then, but the hospital is stretched. It's been operating with around half the staff it used to have, working with a backdrop of sandbags stacked up against boarded up windows. Elsewhere across the east, in wheelchairs and on stretchers, in ambulances and on train station platforms, the injured wait for help. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Experts say Iran disrupted internet access to the outside world as angry demonstrators rallied over the collapse of a tower in Iran that has killed at least 34 people. The disruption has plunged the southwestern province into digital isolation, making it difficult for journalists to authenticate events on the ground. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.